听力课堂，听 class.com.
Unit 2, One of a Kind, Warming Up. Now you will hear an interview. After the interview, there will be three questions. Answer the first two questions according to what you hear. Use your own opinion to answer the third question. Ladies and gentlemen, novelist and poet, Sandra Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I watch your show every day.
Do you really? Well, these days there are many people watching you.
Yes, I've gotten a lot of attention lately. That's true. All because of my little book.
Oh, don't be modest. Your book is amazingly bold. One of the most original pieces of fiction I've ever read.
Originality is important, for sure. In fact, I think it is the most important part of being a creative person. Surely it doesn't make much sense to write something or do something that has been done before, or even that is similar in style to anything else already put out there.
Well put. Thank you. Sandra Marie, everybody. Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
1.
I don't quite understand what made Charlie Chaplin such a popular movie star.
Serious? Look at his work and compare it to other films of the time. He was so original that people were really surprised by his films.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? My drama teacher said Chaplin is an excellent model for a young actor to pattern himself on.
I'd be hard-pressed to argue with that. The guy was innovative and possessed such a creative mind. Yeah, try to be like him.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? I've given some thought to entering politics when I get older. You know, maybe working behind the scenes to help someone get a position in government.
Why not run for office yourself? Are you afraid of standing out as a female politician?
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? I admire her, not because she's a woman in the tough male world of international politics, but because she's so honest.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Certainly there aren't many people as true to their word as she is.
Question. What does the man think about the politician? You know, our family is really special. Many of our ancestors are remembered as great inventors and scientists who contributed new ideas to society.
Yes, that's what I've also heard from Uncle Marty. He said our family tree was full of geniuses.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? Did you see what I made? It's a light bulb that'll never burn out.
That's amazing. A thing like that could make you famous. You should contact a patent office as soon as possible and register a claim.
Question. What will make the woman famous? No matter what a person says about me, no one can say that I'm not original.
For sure, that's one criticism that no one will hit you with. Your artwork is definitely unique, and I think that's really important.
Question. According to the man, what should be valued above all else?
Eight.
What do you think? Is it dangerous to be unlike other people sometimes?
Nah, I think it's more dangerous to be similar to others. That's when you run the risk of becoming insignificant and forgotten.
Question. According to the man, what is dangerous?
Nine.
I suppose I could have been successful by being like other people, but I felt that I should express my own original ideas, and I think this is a lesson you should learn.
Ma says the same thing about her success. I guess thinking the same about that is what first brought you two together?
Question. What is the relationship between the speakers?
Ten.
I'm not saying that your work is poor, just that it lacks imagination. You haven't done anything to set yourself apart from your classmates.
If my assignments look so much like others, why do you give me lower grades than you give them?
Question. What is the relationship between the speakers?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
Look at you, all dressed up in a bowler hat, looking all dapper like Charlie Chaplin. It's not Halloween, though. Are you going to leave the house looking like that?
Would you believe that I'm going to a party?
If there was a party tonight, I would have heard about it by now. So what's the deal?
I'm auditioning for a film. I thought, well, this look worked well for Chaplin.
So you thought it worked for you? I don't think much of that idea.
Why not? Chaplin got a lot of success because of his little tramp costume, and I've copied it exactly.
Chaplin did very well, but that's because the look was original. He didn't copy anyone in Hollywood.
But look, I'm a woman dressed like Chaplin. That's original, isn't it?
I'm afraid not. I'm pretty sure that I've seen other women do the same thing. If you really want to succeed like Chaplin did, you should do what he did. Try to invent and develop something people haven't seen before.
I guess you're right. I'll go back up to my room and change.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Why is the woman dressed like Chaplin? 3. What can be inferred from the conversation? 4. Besides be original, what advice does the man have for the woman? 5. Where is the conversation taking place? 6. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. Some people stand out as truly special and one of a kind. Charlie Chaplin, a superstar of silent comedies and one of the great icons of the 20th century film, is one of those unique people. Chaplin had a rotten childhood and an early start on stage, performing even as a child in vaudeville. He went to Hollywood in 1914 and began acting in silent comedies. By 1915, he controlled most aspects of his films, in which he usually appeared as a character called simply the Little Tramp, a lovably shabby dreamer with a bushy mustache, bowler hat, and cane.
Chaplin was one of the founders of United Artists Studios and was one of the first movie makers to have complete control over his features. His best-known films include 1925's The Gold Rush, 1931's City Lights, and 1936's Modern Times. Famously outspoken and sympathetic to communism, Chaplin left the United States in 1952 because of increased political pressure. He settled in Switzerland, where he and his wife, Ona, raised 8 children, including actress Geraldine Chaplin. In 1972, he returned to the United States to accept a special Oscar, and in 1975, he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is this passage about? 2. What did Chaplin do when he went to Hollywood? 3. What did the little tramp look like? 4. What can be inferred from the passage? 5. When did the Queen make Chaplin a knight?
1. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording followed by 5 incomplete sentences. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
It is Labor Day, of course, a time to salute the American worker, but there is new information suggesting it's tougher than ever to be in the American workforce. A big new government report found that American paychecks are not keeping pace with inflation. So where are the good jobs? We asked ABC's Dan Harris to look for them.
At the top of the class, and by that we mean upper class, doctors. Medical professionals, ranging from surgeons to obstetricians to orthodontists, make up 10 of the top 11 highest paid professions in the country. Chief executive officers come in at number 10, earning an average of $142,000 a year. As for blue collar workers, Forbes magazine reports that subway conductors and flight attendants make the most, on average more than $62,000 a year. According to new census data, the gap between rich and poor Americans is now at an all-time high, with the top one-fifth of American households claiming more than half of all the nation's income. What's more, a new report released just this weekend indicates about 30% of households have a net worth of less than $10,000. The bottom line for Americans seeking to reach the same standard of living as their parents: avoid the plastic and save wherever possible.
It's very difficult to save a lot, but a few dollars, and as that saving nest egg begins to build, you'll see it, you'll want to contribute more.
Now, all of this is not to say that you have to become a CEO to live in comfort. Economists note there is still room at the top for stargazers. Turns out, astronomers make big bucks as some of the nation's highest paid professionals.
Speaking.
Motto dialogues.
Position.
1.
Excuse me, I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in.
Oh, yes?
I'm looking for a supermarket. Are there any around here?
Yes, there is one on 7th Street.
Thank you.
2.
I want to buy some children's clothes. Where should I go for that?
The children's department is on this floor, to your left.
And where are the restrooms, please?
You'll find one on every floor near the elevators.
Fine. Thank you. Direction.
1.
Excuse me. I'm trying to find McDonald's. Can you help me?
McDonald's? Oh, yes. Go straight down this street to the corner. Turn left and go one block until you come to Tyon Street. Go right on Taiyuan Street. It's on the right side of the street, just past the bank. You can't miss it.
I see. Straight to the corner, turn left, and turn right.
That's it.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
2.
Excuse me, but where is the Rose Hotel?
Cross the street. Walk on and take the second turning on the right. It's 5 minutes walk.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
3.
Excuse me, sir. Can you show me the way to the Peace Square?
Go along the street, turn right at the crossroad, and the Peace Square is in front of you.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Movement.
1.
Where in America are you from, John?
I'm from New York.
Oh, I've never been there. What's it like?
It's a very big city with good nightlife.
Is it expensive there?
Yes, it's one of the most expensive cities in America.
2.
What did you do last weekend, Helen?
Bob and I went for a drive in the country on Sunday.
That sounds nice. Where did you go?
We drove to the lake and had a picnic. We had a great time.
Speaking practice. Hold on. Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 20 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
One day, a man set himself to digging a hole in the ground.
I'm digging a hole.
Yes, that's right. The man was digging a hole in order to get some water.
I need to drink water. I'm digging a hole to get some water.
Right again. So the man dug and dug.
This digging is making me awfully tired.
Though the man dug deep, he still didn't reach any water. The digger's wife came out of her home and said,
Try digging somewhere else. You aren't going to get any water from that hole.
What do you know about hole digging, woman? I'm going to keep digging here.
He dug deeper and deeper and deeper still.
I'm going to reach the other side of the world if I dig much more.
But finally, success! Water first trickled and then gushed out of the bottom of the hole.
Water at last!
The moral of this story is that if you keep working for something, you'll get it.
Bah! It was just dumb luck!
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear. I'm getting tired of everyone telling me to be original. People say that originality can make a person more successful, and they bring up examples of successful people to make their point. Charlie Chaplin, Marilyn Monroe, Johnny Moe, and more. They say that being original can make you happy. But I'm not sure I can agree with what they say. There are many problems with being original, and I'm not sure that it is what people should aim for. Why? Well, I have 3 reasons. First, being original means ignoring what other people are saying and doing. Often we follow the group because the group is right. For instance, why should I say that the world is flat just because others say it is round? Second, being original, that is doing something that hasn't been done before, is difficult. And third, being original is sometimes dangerous. It can make people dislike you very much. Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Listen to the following recording and imitate the speaker. It is good to love because love is difficult. For one human being to love another human being, that is perhaps the most difficult task that has been entrusted to us. The ultimate task, the final test and proof, the work for which all other work is merely preparation. That is why young people, who are beginners in everything, are not yet capable of love. It is something they must learn. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
My friends have compared my film to the best of Orson Welles' works. How can you criticize it?
You, Welles, I, well,
I appreciate your confidence in yourself, but you do know who Wells was, right?
Nah, I don't watch films by British directors.
You really don't know who Wells was at all. Wells was American. Do you even pay attention to my lectures?
I don't listen to people talk about films. I make films. I'm a doer.
You're really going to have to pay attention from now on. Wells first became famous on the radio, especially for his reading of War of the Worlds in 1938. 3 years later, he made his first movie, Citizen Kane, in 1941. Other films of his include The Magnificent Ambersons in 1942 and The Lady from Shanghai in 1948. People consider Kane to be his best film.
That must be the one that looks like my film.
People consider it not only his best film, but the best film in movie history. Do you really think your film is that good?
My mom seems to think so.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about?
2. What can be inferred from the conversation? 3. Why doesn't the woman listen to the man more? 4. When was Citizen Kane made? 5. What is the relationship between the speakers? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
When Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977, radio and television programs all over the world were interrupted to give the news of his death. President Carter was asked to declare a day of national mourning. 80,000 people attended his funeral. In the summer of 1953, Elvis paid $4 and recorded 2 songs for his mother's birthday at Sam Phillips's Sun Records studio. Sam Phillips heard Elvis and asked him to record That's All Right in July 1954. 20,000 copies were sold, mainly in and around Memphis. On January 10, 1956, Elvis recorded Heartbreak Hotel, and 1 million copies were sold. In the next 14 months, he made another 14 records, and they were all big hits. In 1956, he also made his first film in Hollywood. In 1972, his wife left him, and they were divorced in October 1973. Elvis died from a heart attack in 1977. He had been abusing his body for several years by eating and drinking too much, and taking a cocktail of medicines and possibly drugs. He left all his money to his only daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. She became one of the richest people in the world when she was only 9 years old.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. Why were news programs interrupted? 3. When was Heartbreak Hotel recorded? 4. Why did Elvis Presley die? Five. To whom did Elvis give his money?
Task 3. Now you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Rembrandt, one of the greatest artists of all time, was born in Leiden in the Netherlands. As a child, he liked to sketch the sun coming in through a window and making a streak of light on the inside of the windmill where he lived. He continued this interest in light and shadow throughout life. His paintings often show one hand of a person in the light and one in the dark. Many artists traveled abroad, but Rembrandt always stayed within 50 miles of his birthplace in Leiden, although he lived to be 63. Much of his life was spent in Amsterdam, then the richest town in Europe. In some of Rembrandt's paintings, we see the rich clothes and jewels worn by people of that time in Amsterdam. Other Dutch artists of the time painted cloth of exquisite texture, dishes, and other such things simply because they were beautiful. The Dutch artists of Rembrandt's day painted pictures of rooms with handsomely dressed people in them. Rembrandt was greater because he painted people so that we can tell how they felt and thought. He painted their personalities, not just their clothes or the lines of their faces. Rembrandt worked hard all his life, constantly improving his art. But his domestic life was filled with sorrow, as all his children and his wife died before him, and his overspending meant that his later years were filled with hardship. The people of his time stopped honoring him, but he was far greater than they would ever become. He was a great artist working on art problems ahead of his time.
Now the passage will be read again.
Rembrandt, one of the greatest artists of all time, was born in Leiden in the Netherlands. As a child, he liked to sketch the sun coming in through a window and making a streak of light on the inside of the windmill where he lived. He continued this interest in light and shadow throughout life. His paintings often show one hand of a person in the light and one in the dark. Many artists traveled abroad, but Rembrandt always stayed within 50 miles of his birthplace in Leiden, although he lived to be 63. Much of his life was spent in Amsterdam, then the richest town in Europe. In some of Rembrandt's paintings, we see the rich clothes and jewels worn by people of that time in Amsterdam. Other Dutch artists of the time painted cloth of exquisite texture, dishes, and other such things simply because they were beautiful. The Dutch artists of Rembrandt's day painted pictures of rooms with handsomely dressed people in them. Rembrandt was greater because he painted people so that we can tell how they felt and thought. He painted their personalities, not just their clothes or the lines of their faces.
Rembrandt worked hard all his life, constantly improving his art. But his domestic life was filled with sorrow, as all his children and his wife died before him, and his overspending meant that his later years were filled with hardship. The people of his time stopped honoring him, but he was far greater than they would ever become. He was a great artist working on art problems ahead of his time.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Rembrandt, one of the greatest artists of all time, was born in Leiden in the Netherlands. As a child, he liked to sketch the sun coming in through a window and making a streak of light on the inside of the windmill where he lived. He continued this interest in light and shadow throughout life. His paintings often show one hand of a person in the light and one in the dark. Many artists traveled abroad, but Rembrandt always stayed within 50 miles of his birthplace in Leiden, although he lived to be 63. Much of his life was spent in Amsterdam, then the richest town in Europe. In some of Rembrandt's paintings, we see the rich clothes and jewels worn by people of that time in Amsterdam. Other Dutch artists of the time painted cloth of exquisite texture, dishes, and other such things simply because they were beautiful. The Dutch artists of Rembrandt's day painted pictures of rooms with handsomely dressed people in them. Rembrandt was greater because he painted people so that we can tell how they felt and thought. He painted their personalities, not just their clothes or the lines of their faces. Rembrandt worked hard all his life, constantly improving his art. But his domestic life was filled with sorrow, as all his children and his wife died before him, and his overspending meant that his later years were filled with hardship. The people of his time stopped honoring him, but he was far greater than they would ever become. He was a great artist working on art problems ahead of his time.